From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump on Monday denounced the white supremacists who staged this past weekend's deadly rally in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
The president promised that anyone who committed racist violence in Charlottesville would be held accountable. Justice, he said, will be delivered. His comments followed 2 days of intense criticism from across the U.S. political spectrum for his failure to explicitly condemn the white nationalists and other groups who organized Saturday's rally. Many critics praised the president Monday for directly criticizing the groups, but also lamented that it took days for him to call them out by name. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis issued a warning to North Korea, saying that any attempt to launch missiles at American soil could escalate into war very quickly. He said to reporters at the Pentagon during an impromptu briefing, "If they do that, it's game on. You don't shoot at people in this world unless you want to bear the consequence." He also said that American policymakers are, quote, very, very close to a military strategy for Afghanistan and South Asia. But he said options still range from withdrawal to an increased reliance on private security contractors. "I believe we are close," Mattis told reporters late Monday, cautioning that a range of options is still under investigation. "We're sharpening each one of the options so you can see the pluses and minuses of each one." You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. President Trump ordered his trade office Monday to investigate whether China is stealing American intellectual property. But China warned in advance that both countries would end up losers in any trade war that resulted. Trump took a break from his working vacation to come to Washington to sign an executive order directing the U.S. Trade Representative to investigate the alleged Chinese theft of American technology and intellectual property. Trump wants trade officials to look at Chinese practices that force American companies to divulge their proprietary intellectual information in order to do business in China. He said, "We will defend our workers and protect our innovations." He described the investigation as one big move. "This is just the beginning. If the United States pursues the case, it could eventually ask the World Trade Organization to impose penalties on China or seek some other remedy." The United Nations says gunmen have attacked a UN peacekeeping base in the northern Mali city of Timbuktu, killing 7 people. UN officials say the dead include 5 Malian security guards and a Malian contractor working for the UN mission. They say 6 assailants were also killed by UN peacekeepers during the Monday afternoon attack. Officials in Sierra Leone's capital, Freetown, say at least 200 people are dead after a mudslide and heavy flooding. The catastrophe in the early hours of Monday followed hours of heavy rains. Witnesses described a hillside collapse and said roads became churning rivers of mud. A spokesman for the Red Cross told the French news agency that the group had counted at least 312 dead. Relatives dug through the mud Monday in search of their loved ones. Pictures and video posted by residents showed people chest deep in mud trying to cross the roads. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence met Monday with refugees who fled the chaos in Venezuela for the safety of a church in Cartagena, Colombia. He said, "President Trump sent me here with a message of compassion for those families that are fleeing Venezuela." He told reporters, "We are with them. We stand with them to restore democracy in Venezuela." He repeated what he said he told Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos, that the United States, quote, "will not stand by while Venezuela collapses into dictatorship. We will not stand by while Venezuela crumbles." You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.